We delay the start of the Philco Summer Hour to bring you this special broadcast. We take you now to Balkage at our ABC microphone near the White House.
Balkage talking again from the White House, and now after a nearly 10-hour vigil, we were called in at 5:43 and a half by Secretary Ross, the President's secretary, told us that the awaited word from Japan had not yet been received, that if nothing were received by midnight, the lid would go on in order that we might get some sleep. We're very grateful for that. He said, however, that we must remain alerted until midnight. It would be wise, at least. The lid will be removed tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And then he said he wanted to correct an impression, a false impression that had gotten out. And that is that when and if the word of Japan's acceptance of total surrender is received, that immediately VJ Day will be proclaimed. That is incorrect. If this word does come, the president will announce the fact. He'll call the reporters into the room and tell them the fact that the Japanese have surrendered. And then, not until the formal affixing of the signatures to the formal surrender itself comes, will VJ Day be announced. The president then will go on the air and will make the full announcement. Perhaps 2 or 3 days may elapse between the actual announcement of the acceptance of the surrender and the signing of the document. Almost immediately thereafter, of course, we'll receive the news and the president will go on the air. Nobody does know how long that lapse will be. The point is that VJ Day will not be proclaimed until after the formal signing. That will mark the end of the war, the actual signing of the document. Ross was asked if any time limit had been placed upon this reply, if the Japs had to return within a certain specified time. He hesitated a moment and said no comment. He said he was asked if the ceasefire order had been given. He said no ceasefire order had been given. The war is still in progress. And for the moment, that's all from the White House, and thanks very much.
We return you to our regularly scheduled program.
The events of the past week belong to history. We can only speculate upon what they mean for the future of mankind. For most of us, they hold the hope of an early end to the war and a return to the normal ways of peace. What we have thought of for the indefinite future, we dare now to speak of in terms of weeks or months. Within the limits of its war assignment, Philco is now making plans for your new radio or radio phonograph. It is too early still to say what it will be or when it will arrive. But this much is your assurance for the day that is to come. Philco is returning to an unbroken record of 12 years of radio leadership. During all those years, Philco was America's favorite radio because the greatest achievements of tone, performance, and value came first from the Philco laboratories. Those laboratories are now enriched by a brilliant record of war research in radar and electronics. So when you think of what's coming in radio, of the newest scientific developments in phonographs, FM, and television, think of that unbroken record of Philco leadership. Look at the leader first. Look at a Philco. Famous for quality the world over.
Say, Paul, what gives with Brother Riggs? He said there was going to be much ado about that certain something.
Yes, Georgia. Love. Isn't it romantic?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I can just see myself in the arms of Betty Grable, Lana Turner, Rita Hayworth.
And Gravel Gertie.
Gravel Gertie? How'd she get in?
Oh, you know, I envy you, Paul. You know, I've always had a dream about my knight in shining armor on a white horse coming to romance me.
Georgia, your dreams are getting better all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lad 6'2", black wavy hair, deep brown eyes, and he's dropping in on us any minute. Name's Cooper.
Cooper? Oh, Paul, you shouldn't have. Gary Cooper?
Nope.
Jackie Cooper?
Nope.
Melville Cooper?
Nope, and it's not Sam Cooper either.
Sam Cooper? Who's Sam Cooper?
He's my butcher. He said if I mentioned his name on the program, he'd save me a steak.
Oh, Paul, you build me up and then you let me down.
Just wait till you see, Georgia. It won't be a letdown.
Well, my mother always told me if there was anything I wanted, I'd have to go out and get it myself. So I'm going to hit the trail, Paul. The Navajo Trail. Every day along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fail, I ride through the slumber and shadow along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and coyotes are making a wail, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar. When over yonder hill the moon is climbing, it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's a dawning so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle.
I love to lie and listen to the music
when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar.
When over yonder hill the moon is climbing,
it always finds me wishing on a star.
Say, Paul, you've got Georgia all excited.
Yeah, she said some handsome knight in shining armor was going to ride right on the stage.
Did she describe him?
Yeah, she said he had a black wavy hair, eyes, ears, nose, and throat.
She is excited.
Let us in on the secret. Who is he?
Well, I'll give you a hint. He's tall and dark and got a hydrated physique. His initials are J.C.
I got it. Judy Canova.
Oh, she's not tall and dark. John Carradine?
Nope, he's got a dehydrated physique. All right, kids, if you promise not to tell Georgia, it's Jerry Cooper.
Jerry Cooper!
See what I mean?
That's a girl for you. Swoon at the mere mention of a guy's name.
Gosh, didn't they ever learn that muscles are a dime a dozen?
Well, if that's the ceiling price, I'll take 8 cents worth.
When Georgia's dream man gets here, leave us know. Meanwhile, we'll be incommunicado.
You mean you'll be unavailable?
Nope. Just be loafing.
Loafing, loafing, neath the sun at noon, then beneath the moon, just rambling, ambling along. Some folks out a meal I'll cold, and the
cigarette that I can wheedle. Then I'll spend the day in a stack of hay. But I won't be looking for a needle. My little name, always be the same, just living, loving, and loafing. Gonna try my best to see some folks, about a meal I'll cook, and a cigarette that I can wheedle. Then I'll spend the day in a stack of hay. But I won't be looking for a needle, 'cause I'm happy loafing, loafing. That's my middle name, always be the same, just living, loving, living, and I'm loving and loafing, loafing all day.
Was lovely, lovely, children.
Is he here yet?
Georgie's right behind you. I want you to meet Jerry Cooper.
Hello, Paul. Hi, Georgia. Gee, Georgia, you're pretty.
Gee, Jerry, you're pretty.
You've got such beautiful hair.
Oh, you've got such beautiful hair.
You've got such luscious red lips. I said, you've got such luscious red lips.
Should have quit when you were even. Gee, you kids make me feel like Dan Cupid. King size, of course.
Honest, Georgia, when Paul told me I was going to meet you, I couldn't sleep last night. You kept running through my head, running through my head. It was awful.
Why?
You slipped and stepped on my nose.
Now, chillin', enough of this idle chit-chat. Jerry, patch up the old proboscis, take a deep breath, and chirp a tune in the good old Cooper manner. Chirp it.
Gosh, he sings, too.
Forget that we're through. There must be a way to stop me from dreaming of you. There must be a star in the sky that isn't reflecting your eyes. I just don't know how to describe how much I miss you. There must be a song that doesn't remind me of you. There must be a kiss to thrill like yours used to do. I'd look for a way to be happy, happy with somebody new. Oh, there must be a way, but I can't find the way without you. That doesn't remind me of you.
There must be a kiss
to thrill me like yours used to do. I've looked for a way to be happy, happy with somebody new. be away, but I can't find the way.
I'm just a visitor to the Philco family today, but I'm an old hand in the Whiteman Fan Department.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Jerry.
Started collecting your records when I was a mere so high. You see, I wanted to be a musician.
Well, my scouts in New Orleans tell me you're mighty solid. I understand even before you chirp, you slipped a mighty mean slip horn.
Mm-hmm. I played the trombone, and many's the inspiration I got from your original Whiteman voice, too.
Well, we had some pretty fair hands. Kids like Teagarden and that lad named Dorsey.
Yes, and that's the reason I get a special kick out of your now and then department whenever your scrapbook is opened. Right offhand, Paul, what did the page marked 1926 offer Musical America?
Well, fast like Jerry, I'd say the hit of that year was a jack-in-the-box tune called When the Red, Red Robin Come a-bop-bop-bobbin' Along.
Why, it seems only yesterday. Refresh us, Paul. Refresh us.
Okay, back through the years to 1926 and the original recording arrangement of the Whiteman Orchestra, When the Red, Red Robin Come a-bop-bop-bobbin' Along. All right, boys, come out a-weaving and a-bobbing.
When the red, red robin comes bob-bob-bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts dropping his own sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up.
Kid again,
doing what I did again,
singing a song,
doodle-a-doo,
when the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, bobbing along.
Tunes change, but a good tune never loses its appeal. Now the entire Radio Hall of Fame orchestra lend the modern musical touch to the same little robin who's still bob, bob, bobbing along.
you're in the same predicament as this lady talking to her neighbor in the kitchen of a typical American home.
Lucky you. Able to decide so late in the day that you'll have clam chowder for your first course at dinner.
Yes, it's wonderful, Jane. And I am lucky.
Wish I'd gotten a refrigerator like yours before the war.
I looked them all over, and that frozen food compartment sold me on this Philco.
Well, I never realized how important these fruit food compartments would be. You were smart, Mary.
I guess the Philco people were pretty smart, too. They saw frozen food coming. Funny that because of that I can have clam chowder tonight. You'll stay, won't you?
I'd love to. Guess I'll have to junk my brand new refrigerator to get a frozen food compartment.
Oh, no, you won't, Jane. There are thousands of homes in the same predicament as yours. You don't have to junk your perfectly good refrigerator. The Philco freezer is coming in a choice of sizes that will fit easily into your kitchen. And you can afford one to supplement your present refrigerator with a complete cabinet specially designed for food freezing and frozen storage. Then your home will be fully equipped to enjoy the better meals and greater leisure which frozen food science is shaping for American women. Yes, watch for the Philco freezer. It's on the way to help you to a new day of better living.
All the boys in the trade say they should rename Broadway.
Oh, I don't know. The big street has done all right so far. Jerry, why the new moniker?
They're talking about calling it the Great Whiteman Way.
Gosh, Jerry, no, they've got something there. Well, these days, Paul is featured on 3 theater marquees.
That's right, playing at the Capitol in the flesh, featured in the Gershwin Pick right up the street, and broadcasting at the Ritz. Boy, it's a great day for Paul.
And a great day to have you kids remind me of it.
Well, there's more to come, Paul. You were very close to George Gershwin when he wrote his greatest tunes.
And all our now-and-theners will tell you that Paul did his part to popularize them on records here and abroad.
Well, Georgia, when you get tunes written from the heart and pen of the great Gershwin, it's an unbeatable combination. And so I've concocted a medley of 3 for our listeners today. Jerry, you lead off with Embraceable You.
Right, Paul.
Mary Max, you take Somebody Loves Me.
Okay, Paul.
And her nibs, Miss Gibbs, she gets Somebody to Watch Over Me. All set, chillin' of the Philco family? It's the Gershwin medley.
Daddy, come to Daddy, do.